CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Labor Department reporting. The economy added a seasonally adjusted 372,000 jobs in June, well above the 250,000 economists expected, says the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%, putting it at or near a 50-year low. I welcome Jim McTagg, longtime Washington editor for Barron's, now a novelist, observing these details of an economy that's said to be nearing recession or in recovery. Or, Jim, here's a puzzle. Can you be both in a recovery and at the same time in a recession? Good evening to you, Jim.
Hi, John. Yeah, it's stagflation, which you warned us about a couple of years ago. You have to give the economists a failing grade again. I mean, do their estimates ever work out? I can't remember the last time that they've made an estimate on job expectations and delivered. So today they undershot by about 100,000 because we created 350,000 jobs in June. That is really strong. And I think it tells the young whippersnappers on Wall Street that when you're fighting inflation, you just can't flip a switch. I mean, these guys were telling us that the numbers would reflect a recession, that hiring would be way down. Well, hiring is up. It takes a lot of pain to squeeze inflation out of the system. And this economy is still very robust because you have 11 million employers who want to add employees. And that tells you that they see an opportunity to increase their profits by increasing production and services. So, you know, just to repeat again, inflation is still, it's sticky. It's with us and the economy looks pretty good.
The Journal goes on to report the continued strength in the labor market led by employers in the category of professional and business services, a broad group of white-collar industries that added 74,000 jobs last month, according to the Labor Department. Those gains were concentrated in management roles, software development, and office administrative services. Those are the knowledge workers. Does this add up to a recovery again? There is evidence everywhere in people who've been working either at home or in a hybrid environment, sometimes in the office, sometimes not, that there's demand. Is that going to continue or does that slow down as well, Jim? What is your experience?
Well, I think it'll continue for a while. You know, I view it that we're in the eye of a hurricane right now, and we were suppressed by COVID for so many months, and people's animal spirits have been reignited. And you look at the demand for white collar, people are returning to the office place. So remote work is still strong, but people are coming back to offices and central locations. So I think the economy will continue to be strong into the fall. And it's really ironic. The stock market began to rally because the traders on Wall Street want us to be in a recession like yesterday. It's like, let's get it over with. Let's squeeze the inflation out of the system and then we'll buy stocks like crazy and we're going to go to the moon again. And you don't make money that easily ever on Wall Street unless the Fed creates a magnificent bubble. And the Fed's deflating the bubble. So, my advice to investors is be patient. The market has a long way to go down. We will have a meld-up before the midterm election because the Wall Street enthusiasts will grasp onto any piece of good news to buy, and it will appear that a Republican sweep in Congress will be good for business. And I insist that after the election, we're going to see lows in the S&P around 3,000 because the economy is still facing severe headwinds in addition to the Fed's inflation-fighting policies. And it will cause probably more pain than necessary and hurt the economy more than the Fed intends to. And those pains are the Fed's higher interest rate, a poor outcome to Ukraine, a resurgence of COVID, which will depress economic activity, continued supply chain woes, and China. China is as big a threat as Russia right now. And, you know, we really have to prepare our portfolios for an invasion of Taiwan at some point, whether it be next year or in 2030. Policymakers in Washington say it's going to happen, and you better be prepared for it.
We're told by the polling that the large number of Americans believe we're going in the wrong direction. I think it's close to 90%. That is a unanimity that is rare. Is that the gas price, Jim? Is that because people do not want to pay $4, $5, or $6 a gallon when they wander around in the neighborhood looking for cheaper food?
Yeah, every poll shows that inflation is the number one issue on the mind of the American voter. And that involves gasoline prices, but it also involves food prices, you know, when you're shopping to feed your family. So, yeah, but gasoline is a huge part of that because, as everybody knows, transportation costs affect the cost of every product in the United States of America. I think the other reason, and please don't mistake me as a partisan, because I disdain both political parties, but I think people look at, you know, babbling Joe Biden and his incoherent vice president, and it convinces them that not only is the economic situation bad, but the people in Washington, the policymakers, are just not up to the task to address these problems. And that creates some despair.
Next week is the Federal Reserve's July meeting. We're told variously that the hawks on the Federal Reserve want to go forward with a 3/4 point interest rate rise, matching the one we had most recently in June. Is that the course we need to follow for the next months? Can we tell at this point, or are we waiting for statistics, inflation statistics, to see if there's moderation?
Now, there is no moderation. I think the job numbers have proven that they do have to continue to be aggressive. That job number is important. There could be a revision. It could be revised slightly downward, but it was still exceptionally strong. So the Fed has to maintain its course and hit the brakes pretty hard at this point. Now, the problem for investors is, how will that affect corporate earnings going forward? At some point, we're going to have a new view of what an acceptable price earnings ratio is, for example, based on the new reality caused by the recession created by the Fed. But we don't know when that recession will occur and how deep it will be. So there's really no way to fundamentally judge the value of stocks at this point. And that's why the market is so confused.
So we're all in the dark together, isn't it? That's a comfort, Jim.
Well, yeah, the market, the old adage is markets climb a wall of worry.
Right.
And we have so many bricks in the wall of worry right now that it's larger than the Great Wall of China, which and the Great Wall of China is part of the massive wall of worry.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor at Barron's, now a novelist, commenting on what we know and what we want to know about inflation, which Jim says will be with us for some time. It's not going to go away like you turn off the light. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.